afternoon and for VDC.
Right. In for VDC? And how are you on this fine, kind of cloudy day?
Driving around in a fog, which isn't that unusual, but this is the weather instead.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I tell you what, the best sunshine I've had recently was when I went over to Nashville this past weekend and got a little sunshine. I had to go over there to see the sunshine again. Tell you what, I'm back here. What is this about we're supposed to get some snow and sleet sometime this week?
According to this morning's report, we probably won't see any of that. The mountains will. Well, at least not the Anderson area. So that's a good thing. We had our little bit of snow, and that's just fine. I can do without it.
Okay, well, I'm up here just fractionally north of Spartanburg. What's your location? I'm Steve on this end, by the way, KN4BWA.
And I'm in Townville.
Wow, repeater's getting out good. All right. So I take it you drive for a living?
No, I had to go to TriStar Hardware in Seneca, and it's a dangerous place. Good to leave your wallet in the truck.
Is it used to do all the imports and supply all the stuff for the jockey lots years ago?
Oh, it is TriStar Imports, and they have lots of interesting stuff. And they do have tools. Well, I had to go to Seneca to get a new eyeglass. Evidently, I had a warranty on for scratching. I didn't know that existed until someone mentioned it, and I checked on it, and sure enough, I'll get a new lens.
Well, that's not too bad. Yeah, I get one replacement a year out of Costco that way. For that TriStar, I think they were under a different name way back, probably in the 80s and 90s. And you could go in there, and if you bought over a certain amount, you could take the little tag, you know, the little red tags they used to put on stuff. They had a number right above that, and you could turn that around, and that was the price you paid if you bought over a certain amount.
My bill wasn't too high today. It was just in the 20s. I did restrain myself. I touched a few things, but decided I don't need it right now. There's a couple of things I need to take measurements on first before I go back there. Today was just a fun trip through there.
Phone call come in I had to take. I caught a little bit of that. So, I used to go over there and buy bunches of stuff from TriStar. And they had a little bit of everything. Do they still have the rows over there on the right-hand side of the building where they had all the decorator stuff?
Yes, they do. But that's not my department. I definitely don't have a decorator's eye.
And now you know the rest of the story why I didn't take my wife over there. I tell you what, I don't know if we'll get any, but I live at Inman, north of Spartanburg, so I'm going to have to keep an eye on that weather situation. Now, you guys may not get any. You're far enough south.
Yep, and we get some weird weather patterns. We're over on the lake, and a couple of miles away, it can be completely different.
Well, over here in Spartanburg County, headed towards Gaffney in North Carolina, it seems that 85 is kind of of the divider, everything south of 85 will get one thing, and we get something else. And anytime they try to predict totals, it's tough on them.
It's funny about the major roads like that. When I was down in Florida, 95 would stop the weather patterns. Pretty strange.
Tired now, and I pretty much come and go as I please, which is very, very recent occurrence, and it's kind of nice. So I drive a Dodge 2500 diesel, four-wheel drive pickup. So I really don't mind that much when the snow comes.
I got the Chevy 2500 with diesel, but it's a two-wheel drive. Next one will be four-wheel drive. More for the mud than snow.
Max fan, I'll tell you what. I have worn out two Duramaxes over my career, and I'll tell you something. I went to get another one, and, man, they have run the prices up on those trucks so high. I went over and I looked at the Dodge. Man, I bought this thing October 1st, and it was a 2019 leftover from the 2020s, and I'm going to tell you something. They made me a deal that I just couldn't turn away. I wouldn't have a Dodge otherwise.
I'm not a fan of Dodge. When I went shopping for this, I bought an engine and drivetrain, and it just happened to come with a Chevy body. I don't think I'm working this Duramax too hard. It's a 2006, and I got 80,000 miles on it.
Okay. I had a 2009, and I ran it to 2014. And, man, I had 325,000 miles on it.
Well, I've always had a company vehicle, so this was my sports car.
Yeah. Well, I had to buy my own for my business, and I went with the Duramaxes, and I'm glad I did. But, boy, I tell you what, a new one like that, the Z model, man, I tell you what, those things are approaching $70,000 now.
Looking at the Ford pickup truck, diesel. And they're certainly not cheap. More expensive than my first house.
And I tell you what, there'll never be a Ford diesel around my place because a buddy of mine bought one in 06 and again in 12. And they were both 6 liters. And he had to have them bulletproof to put heads on both of them. It ran him an additional between $7,000 and $8,000 to do it. So I'll never have a Ford, that's for sure. The only reason I bought this Dodge is because it's got a Cummins in it.
This is a good engine. I still may look at the Chevys again. Because this engine is very nice. I only had one problem with it. It turned out to be a fuel filter housing started leaking. Replace that. All is good now.
Well, if it's man-made, it's going to have a problem. If it's good quality man-made, it won't have as many problems. So, and Duramax is a good quality piece of equipment. Listen, I've destinated to where I'm going, and I'm going to run in and take my wife to lunch. You take it easy, and just 73s, and I'll talk to you soon. So, this is KN4 VWA, clear after your final.
Timing, I'm less than a mile from the house. So thanks for the company, and I'll catch you later. N4 VDC.